with your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. It didn't happen with splashy headlines or great fanfare, but Microsoft found its way to the top of the corporate world by perfecting a product that most companies can't live without. We'll explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. A good sign of fourth quarter economic growth. The Institute for Supply Management says that American factory activity strengthened in November. The report came out before the announced trade truce between the U.S. and China, but companies last month moved aggressively, getting material delivered for the first quarter before December 31st due to expected tariff increases in January. And it's easy enough to tap your phone and make mobile payments to take care of everybody on your holiday shopping list, but researchers at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign say you're likely to spend more if it's easy enough to tap your way through the checkout line. They did their research in China, where mobile payments are more widespread, and they found that after the adoption of mobile payments, consumers spend 2.4% more, and the amount spent on using actual credit cards fell by about 4%. The total number of retail transactions also went up by more than 23%, largely because people were buying low-cost items more frequently. And with a mobile wallet, people wound up spending more on food, entertainment, and travel, but it didn't affect spending on education or healthcare. Does slow and steady win the race? It does if you're Microsoft. The computing giant has been flirting with Apple and Amazon to take the crown as the world's most valuable company. And Wall Street Journal reporter Jay Green is on the line with us to explain how they've done it. So Jay, you say in your story in the journal that Microsoft focused on selling humdrum but fast-growing computing services to find success. It really wasn't a lot of flashy headlines along the way for Microsoft.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Microsoft really built itself in the last couple of years on its cloud computing operations. That's not something that consumers really touch or see. It really didn't succeed as it tried to get into some consumer products like mobile phones. It's not as in front of folks in the same way that, say, Apple or Amazon or Google are, but Microsoft's done quite well building up software and services that it's selling to corporations.
It seems like the pivotal thing here is that CEO Satya Nadella had a strategy for web-based cloud computing service at the ground floor.
Yeah, I think, you know, Satya came up from that part of Microsoft's business. To be fair, he probably took on some of the strategy that Steve Ballmer initiated when he was still CEO. But Satya, it really required, a new leader. And Satya was the guy who went down that road. He got rid of some of Ballmer's initiatives, including its mobile phone, Microsoft's mobile phone efforts. And, you know, he really embraced open source software in a way Microsoft hadn't quite in the past. He put a number of Microsoft's applications on rival services from Apple and Google in a way Microsoft really hadn't done in the past. And he changed the kind of culture of Microsoft, and that really helped elevate it as well.
You know, you do talk about how he changed Microsoft's culture, their corporate culture. Can you just explain some of that for us?
For years, Microsoft was among the most aggressive and ambitious companies in tech. I mean, if you flash back 20 years, the federal government sued Microsoft and tried to break it up as a monopoly, as a company that was a monopoly and abused that monopoly to try and move into other markets. Microsoft settled those claims. But Microsoft for many, many years had a reputation in tech as sort of a brass-knuckled kind of company. And Microsoft's power diminished over time, and it wasn't able to wield that sort of power any longer. And because of that, I think it required a new style of leadership. And as I say, you know, Satya Nadella is really pushing Microsoft to work with other companies in the industry in a way that I think his predecessors didn't.
You know, with Microsoft tangling with the federal government that you alluded to in the 90s, and also its missteps with smartphones, it really played a lot of roles in Microsoft being one of the more maligned stocks in all of Wall Street. But it really has caught investors' attention in recent years.
Yeah, and the key reason, I think, is its success in building a cloud computing operation. And, you know, Amazon actually was the company that really pioneered that. And for a while, it wasn't really clear who would be the number two business in that industry. And in the last two or three years, Microsoft's really emerged as Amazon's top rival in developing and selling cloud infrastructure technology. And that's really elevated Microsoft, in part because the market is just beginning to get going.
Okay, that's Wall Street Journal tech reporter Jay Green with us on the line. Jay, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.